Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us at What's the Tea with Teresa.
And Teresa.
Tonight's episode is going to be about...
Love language number 4, quality time.
All right. So what do you know, Miss Teresa, about quality time?
Well, I do know that that's my love language.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, with quality time, it's just actually what it means. Spending time with someone shows a love language. So, you know, for me, if someone takes time out of their day,
mm-hmm,
just to spend, it don't have to be hours. It could be 15, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. As long as they took the time to spend with me,
right,
that makes a difference for me.
So is it technically spending time with you physically, or is it taking time out of their day to maybe call and check on you, or?
No, it doesn't have to be physically. It can be, you know, somebody calling just to talk to you on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's spending quality time, because mm-hmm, with the world the way it is now, people are so busy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk on the phone, and half the time people don't want to talk on the phone anyway. They rather text. So talking on the phone is like, wow, that's amazing, because not too many people want to do it anymore.
Well, how do you feel about a gentleman,
mm-hmm,
giving you a lot of time in the beginning,
mm-hmm,
when they're pursuing you, but as time goes on,
mm-hmm,
maybe they're losing interest or whatever the case is,
mm-hmm,
that time starts to, you know,
bear
deplete.
Off. Yeah.
And we, like, how can you tell the difference? Because, I mean, in the beginning when they're giving you time, that's not a love language, is it?
Mm. Well, yeah, I would think it is, because they're trying to get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is quality time, because you want to get to know that person,
mm-hmm,
and you want to make sure that that person is compatible to you. So
right,
you've got to spend time to do that.
Right. So what's some quality time that you've spent with with your partner? Do you have like your...
I don't have a partner, Teresa.
Your man?
I don't have a man.
I mean...
Well, you know, like sitting at a park, talking,
mm-hmm,
just learning different things about each other.
Right.
Again, talking on the phone, just figuring out what's going on. Going out to eat sometimes. Yeah, sometimes you can go somewhere. You can even go for a drive,
mm-hmm,
and then spend the time in the car talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So little things like that really makes a difference, because
mm-hmm,
if somebody's not interested in you, they can be like, no, I'm busy. I got things I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody says that to me, I'm going to be like, okay, well, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Right.
Because obviously if you don't have time to 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, then you never going to have time for me. And that's what's funny is, starting out, I would think a man would not want to spend a lot of time with you just to keep you hanging. You know what I'm saying? To keep it. Let's see if this person is really what I want. And then once they really realize if you're somebody they want, that's when they start adding more time to it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they start out with a lot of time and then start diminishing down to her, then that means, you know what we women think, is somebody else is in that picture that's taking the rest of that time that he had.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or he's just losing interest and don't want to be with you no more.
Right.
But he's not going to tell you that,
mm-hmm,
yet, because he's holding on. You're like a placemat still.
Yeah. Some do tell you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Some will tell you.
I would rather have someone tell me and be honest,
mm-hmm,
and just be like, I just don't think this is working out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so let's just end it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would rather for somebody to do, instead of holding on, making me think that something there may be possible,
mm-hmm,
when you know in your heart it's not.
Right.
So don't string it on.
And I think, too, that's where the mix-up comes in the beginning, because we are... As women, we are emotional,
mm-hmm,
creatures, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
We look at every little thing that they do,
mm-hmm,
and kind of, we look at it as if, oh, yes, this is the one.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, I'm going to give you an example. I had a friend who, mm-hmm, was a relative mm-hmm. of my sister-in-law's.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did, I wasn't really looking to get involved with the person, but he was showing interest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had family members, you know, my father's side, my mother's side, they, you know, got together, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking like, okay, well, you know, maybe this is something.
Right.
So I went along with what it was he was doing, even though in the beginning that wasn't my intention.
Right.
But he would do things like, he lived like 2.5 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
He would travel all the way to come pick me up, bring me back to his house, bring me back home. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he was on.
Yeah.
He would take me to where he lived. He would take me out to the nicest restaurants and, I mean, out club hopping in his area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. It was really fun. And we would go riding on his motorcycle and he had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the things he was doing in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But then as time went on, I started noticing that it was diminishing. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, he would say he's coming
mm-hmm.
and not show up.
Right.
But it happened once.
Mm-hmm.
Because once it happened at one time,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I know that you're not really
serious
because of that. But we kind of look at those things as, like you said, the love language.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he's caring about wanting to spend time with me.
Mm-hmm.
But in all actuality, it could be like a motive behind it.
Yeah.
So how can you really tell a difference? You know what I'm saying?
You really can't. That's what we do. We put our heart into it.
Mm-hmm.
And we expect that it's for the same intentions that we are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But it may be, like we said, you may just be a placemat.
Right.
You're just there. Okay, I'm going to spend a little time with this one until I really find the one I'm really looking for.
Right.
Which is totally unfair. That's why I'm just like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just men that do it. Women do it too.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
You know.
Mm-hmm. I've met guys who, and I mean, even like guys in my family, I've met people who have dealt with women
mm-hmm.
who only wanted to deal with them to get something out of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll give them that time, give mm-hmm. them that energy. But then once they get what they want,
mm-hmm.
they'll
diminish off and
walk away.
Mm-hmm. Off in Never Never Land.
And go off and go meet somebody else or those type people, you know, karma does exist.
Yeah, it does.
And, you know, they will eventually, you know, get it back on them somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing with that quality time. Maybe that's why that one's not my love language.
Yeah.
My love language is receiving gifts.
Yeah.
But it's because the quality time thing, it's like, are they serious?
Yeah.
Is this something that they really want?
Yeah.
Are they wasting my time?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I guess for me, it's like, even for family members, it's important
mm-hmm.
to spend quality time
right.
with them. And,
right.
And, you know, life for me, it's hard for me because my brothers and sisters, well, my brother and sister is not here. So I would love to spend time with them more frequently
mm-hmm.
because life is so short.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we all going through things and all we do now is text. We don't even call.
Mm.
So it's sad. But we need to work on that because we need that quality time. I don't know. That's tough.
Yeah, you guys need to plan like a family week because you guys live so far apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can send your mom is still here, your dad is still here. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, in my situation, both my mom and my dad are gone.
Yeah.
So it's just us siblings still left here.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, we all communicate with each other.
Yeah.
Over the phone.
Right.
Or like the older brothers, they mm-hmm. check on us sisters to make sure we, you know, we're good.
Right.
But it's like you said, that family is important.
Mm-hmm.
The quality time with family is important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about the opposite sex or being in a relationship.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's in the book it says people who desire quality time want togetherness. And that does not mean proximity. So two people sitting in the same room are certainly in close proximity, but they are not necessarily together. Togetherness has to do with focused attention. So it's like, yeah, you, me and you could be hanging out, but are you really paying attention to me? Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. How many times have you gone out with somebody and the whole time they looking at their phone? Mm. Yeah. And you're like, you're not paying any attention to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I find that more with the younger generation. Because if you just go sit in a restaurant and you look, half the people, all they doing is looking at their phone. Nobody talks.
Right.
And it's like, let's take these phones and put them in the bag, in the purses, or put them away and let's have a conversation.
Right.
That's what I think more people need to do.
Right.
Because you cannot get to know somebody just by a phone. You need to look at them and you need to see if they're paying attention. Are they looking you face to face?
Right.
I mean, if you can't look at me face to face, I got a problem with you, because
right.
You either lying to me or as I say, you're full of shit. So it just is what it is. So that's one of the things when I try to talk to people, I've always been taught, look at them dead in the face.
Right.
Don't look. I mean, some nationalities are taught not to do that. But if I'm talking to somebody and I'm talking to them about something serious,
right,
I'm looking at you dead in the face.
Right in the eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, did you hear what I just said? Like when I talk to my son, that ain't happening. You don't talk to, you can't look him in the face, because he'd be like, Ma, why you doing that?
I taught mine to, because my brother, my oldest brother, he taught us young, like as babies, he would stare at us in our eyes and tell us to keep looking, don't stop.
Yeah.
Because he wanted us to be able to look someone in the eye when you're having a conversation.
Yeah.
And so I taught that to my kids.
Yeah.
But that's not the case all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, not at all.
Not at all. You'd be like, you're not listening to me.
Yeah.
Like, how you know I'm not? Because you're not even looking at me. I can tell you're not paying any attention to me. But I always tell people that whenever I'm talking to them and they're doing something else, and I'll be like, you're not paying no attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. Okay, repeat what I just said.
What did I say?
Oh, just like our parents used to say to us, what did we just say?
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you weren't paying attention to me. So that's the whole thing. But that's,
you said, and then you say a little part of what they said.
They hear 80%. No, they heard 20% of what you said.
And that's the part that you said.
And you'd be like, that's all you got out of that whole conversation. I can't believe I just said all that talking, and that's the only thing you got out of that conversation. I just get so mad. I just be like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
maybe that's something we need to work on too. Love languages amongst family and friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because it's that quality time. I know I don't give it. I mean, to my friends and other people. Family is different, but friends and other people. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, like, I find myself, and what's cool to me is, like, I have high school friends that, you know, I don't have, as y'all know, I don't have but friends to fit on one hand, because everybody else moves to acquaintance. But the two friends that I have in Virginia, the other ones are acquaintances, I call them, and when we talk, it's like, I know they're paying attention to everything that I'm saying, and I'm paying attention to everything they're saying.
Right.
And it's like, we all know, we all like me, we all like straightforward, no crap about us. It's just bam. And I love it because they don't hold back on stuff. When I'm giving a conversation or telling them situations, they go, wait a minute. Okay. Teresa, this is what I'm hearing, and this is what and I'll be like, yes, you know, and that to me is quality time, because if they're busy, they say, I'm gonna call you back. Is it okay if I call you back like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock? They give me times, and then if 9 o'clock come and they ain't call, guess what? I'm going to call and say, bitch, didn't you say you was going to call me back?
And they know that. They know that.
Yeah. And they go, oh, shit, she can call me. So that's one of the things that I like, because when I can pick up and call them and know that's their quality time, because they have families.
Right.
They have families. They doing their thing. I'm doing my thing. Of course, I'm, like I said, they work out of the home. They don't get to work at home. I'm sitting here chilling at home.
Right.
So, it's different. So, I don't know. Quality time is important to me. I just got to have it.
Well, tonight's show was definitely, what is it? Well, how can I say it?
Short and to the point.
Short to the point, and we learned quite a bit about quality time as a love language.
Yep, and nobody hit us up for the free gift last week, so
I guess it's still going on this week, because whoever we're still talking about the love languages, so let us know. What are the five love languages?
First is words of affirmation. Receiving was gifts. Third was, acts of service, quality time, and lastly is physical touch, which we will do next week.
All right. So, ladies and gents, thank you so much for listening in on our podcast this evening with What's the Tea. I am Teresa.
And Teresa.
And we are out.
Good night.